ever wish AI could just like wave a magic wand and create the perfect software, you know, no more glitches, super fast, and runs on like a AA battery?
It's a tempting thought.
Well, get ready to dive into the world of software engineering research, because today we're uncovering a fascinating dilemma that pops up when trying to build software, even with the help of AI.
Yeah, it's a lot trickier than it sounds.
Ready for a deep dive?
Let's do it.
Okay, so imagine you're trying to build the ultimate video streaming app.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You want it to play videos instantly, obviously, but also use minimal data and never drain your battery.
Right, those are definitely things you'd want.
So this paper focuses on this idea of configurable software.
Which is way more common than people might think. Think databases, video encoders, things with tons of settings you can tweak for better performance.
Ah, okay, I get it.
And the challenge lies in finding that perfect combination of settings to achieve multiple goals simultaneously.
Like having my cake and eating it, too.
Exactly. But there's a twist. The researchers discovered this problem they call model disagreement.
Model disagreement sounds serious.
It is. Imagine you ask two top chefs for their best cake recipe. One says, add sugar for moisture, while the other insists, reduce sugar for health.
Oh, talk about a dilemma. Who do you trust?
Precisely. And that's what these AI models were struggling with. They kept contradicting each other. One would recommend a tweak for speed, and another would suggest the opposite for energy efficiency.
So it's like the AIs are arguing with each other about the best way to optimize the software.
Basically. And they even included a table, table one, illustrating these conflicting recommendations.
So this isn't just a hypothetical problem.
Not at all. It's a real issue impacting how AI understands and optimizes complex systems.
And I'm guessing this doesn't just affect, like, software engineers in a bubble.
You're right. This impacts anyone who uses software, which, let's be real, is pretty much everyone these days.
True.
Think about it. This confusion can lead to things like slower phones, apps that drain your battery in like an hour.
Ugh, the worst.
I know. It would seem like minor annoyances can actually have more significant consequences.
So is there any hope? Or are we all doomed to a future of glitchy, energy-guzzling devices?
Don't worry, there's hope. And this is where the research takes a really cool turn. They introduce a solution they call the VEER algorithm.
VEER. Okay, tell me more.
It acts like a referee, stepping in to resolve the conflicting recommendations from all those AI models.
So it's like a peacemaker for AI.
Exactly.
I like it. So how does it actually work?
Imagine this. VEER takes all those conflicting suggestions and maps them out, kind of like routes on a map. Then it charts a path, a course that balances all those goals, speed, efficiency, you name it.
So instead of picking one winner, VEER finds the best possible compromise.
You got it. And they actually call this the zigzag approach.
Zigzag.
Yeah, because it doesn't just pick a straight line.
Yeah.
You know, it considers all the trade-offs, all the different factors, and figures out the best path to take, even if it has to, well, zig and zag a bit to get there.
I'm already loving this VEER algorithm. It sounds like the ultimate mediator, making sure everyone's needs are considered. But beyond sounding cool, what are the real-world advantages of using it?
Well, for starters, VEER is incredibly fast, especially when dealing with large, complicated software.
Music to my ears.
And here's another bonus. VEER doesn't just throw a bunch of random suggestions at you. It delivers one clear set of recommendations.
Which is super important. What's the point of having AI if we can't understand what it's doing or why?
Exactly. Trust and transparency are essential, especially as AI becomes more intertwined with, well, everything.
I bet they didn't just create this amazing algorithm and call it a day, right?
Of course not. They put VEER into the test. We're talking 11 different software systems, ranging from databases to video encoders.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. Did VEER pass with flying colors?
Let's just say the results were impressive.
I can't wait to hear more. Okay, so VEER aced the test. But this whole thing really gets you thinking. If AI can run into these conflicts, these disagreements, even with something like software, what happens when it's making bigger decisions, like about healthcare or managing, like our money?
You've hit on a really crucial point. It's not just about making better software. It's about understanding how AI makes decisions, period. And then figuring out how to make sure those decisions are, you know, solid and actually what we need.
Exactly. Because it's kind of like realizing that even the smartest AI can still make mistakes, right? Especially when it's juggling all these different goals that could clash. So how do we avoid that? How do we make sure the AI is making the right call?
Well, the authors of the paper, they suggest kind of a two-pronged approach.
Oh, Shelly, I'm listening.
First, We got to really understand this model disagreement thing, why it happens in the first place. Can we predict it? Maybe even prevent it.
Makes sense. Figure out the root cause.
Right. But then second, and this is big, we've got to prioritize transparency in how AI is developed.
So we can trust it.
Exactly. It's like that saying, trust but verify. Blindly trusting AI to always get it right, not a good plan. We need to be able to look under the hood, see how it's coming to its conclusions.
And that's where VER comes in, right?
Yeah. Remember how we talked about how it not only finds a compromise, but also explains what it's doing? Mm. That transparency is key.
It's like VER is showing its work so we can understand its logic.
Exactly. Mm. And when we get that, when we see the why behind the AI's choices, we're way more likely to trust it to actually use its recommendations.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that whole thing with phones a while back, remember? Everyone was complaining that their battery was draining super fast after an update.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that was a case of, like, conflicting priorities in the software.
You're probably right. They were likely trying to boost performance, add new features, but accidentally killed the battery life in the process.
And the worst part was, the phone didn't explain why the battery was tanking.
Exactly. It's frustrating when things change and you don't know why.
Totally. But imagine if they had used something like VEER. Maybe they could have found that sweet spot, you know? Great performance and is a battery that lasts.
It's definitely possible. And that's what makes this research so important, so relevant right now. We depend on AI for more and more every day. Our phones, our cars, you name it. We have to make sure that AI is transparent, accountable, and actually working for us, not against us.
So to sum it up, this VEER thing, it's not just about some cool algorithm. It's about, like, fundamentally changing how we interact with AI, right?
100%. It's about building trust, being able to understand these powerful systems that are becoming more and more integrated into our lives every single day.
Which makes you think, what else could we use VEER for in the future?
Oh, the possibilities are huge. Imagine it in healthcare, helping doctors diagnose diseases with more accuracy. Or in finance, building investment strategies that are personalized and actually work.
But those systems have to be designed with transparency built in from the start, right? We don't just want smart systems. We need systems we can actually trust and rely on.
100%. And that's what makes this research so exciting. It's not just about pointing out a problem. It's about offering a potential solution. And more than that, it's about starting a conversation. What kind of future do we want with AI?
And speaking of a bigger conversation, this research brings up a really interesting point about our role, you know, as users in all of this. It's not just up to the engineers and developers to figure this all out, right? It's like, we're all part of this giant beta test, and we get to help decide how it all plays out.
Exactly. We've got more power than we realize. We can demand more transparency from the companies building these AI systems, ask questions. How's this thing being used? What are you doing to make sure it's not biased?
So it's not about just being like passive users. It's about being part of a process shaping how this technology develops.
100%. And it all starts with education,
yeah.
Right? The more we understand AI, how it works, the potential downsides, the better we are at advocating for responsible development.
Because knowledge is power, right? The more we know about AI, the less likely we are to just like blindly trust it. But honestly, getting up to speed on AI can feel intimidating, like learning a new language or something. Where do we even start?
You know, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Start with curiosity. Next time you're using an app, a website, anything with AI behind it, take a second and think, how's this thing actually working?
Yeah.
Do they explain anything about their AI? Are they upfront about how they're using your data?
I like that. Those are great questions. Honestly, I bet most people don't even think about it twice.
True. It's easy to think of AI as magic. As long as it works, who cares how it does it, right?
Right.
But that's part of the problem, isn't it? We can't treat it like this mysterious black box.
Yeah.
Because there are mechanisms in there, potential biases that we need to understand.
It's so true. This whole conversation about model disagreement, it really shows how important it is to be aware of those potential conflicts in how AI makes decisions. Just because a system is smart doesn't automatically make it perfect.
Absolutely. Especially as AI takes on bigger roles, those conflicts can have real consequences. Think healthcare, finance, even things like self-driving cars.
Whoa, yeah.
The stakes are only getting higher.
It's almost like we need to develop this healthy skepticism, you know? Not to be afraid of AI, but to approach it with a critical eye, be aware of its limitations.
100% agree. We should always be asking, what assumptions is this AI making? could its decisions have unintended side effects?
And maybe even more importantly, how do we make sure it's aligned with our values, with what we as a society actually want?
That's the million-dollar question right there. And to answer it, well, it's going to take all of us. Engineers, developers, obviously, but also ethicists, policymakers, and users like us need to be part of that conversation.
This has been an amazing deep dive. We got into the nitty-gritty of software optimization, uncovered this hidden challenge of model disagreement, and even learned about a potential solution with VEER.
And more importantly, we talked about how crucial transparency and accountability are, and why being aware, being informed users is more important than ever.
Mm.
It's not about building AI that's just smarter. It's about building AI that's trustworthy, that makes the world a better place.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a team effort. So to everyone listening, next time you're using some new tech, take a moment. Think about those algorithms humming away behind the scenes. Ask those tough questions. Demand that transparency. Make your voice heard.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep learning.